fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Staying on top of our mental health is also important in managing our overall health and well-being. The pandemic has seen a spotlight on the mental health space, and with this comes some great information on how we can look after ourselves. Joining us today to talk all about mental well-being is a regular guest to Fitter Happier, Jane Armstrong. Jane is a clinical nurse specialist from the Mental Health Division within the Royal Perth Bentley Group, who has a passion for all things mental health. Welcome, Jane.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you back.
Lovely to be back.
What does a typical day in the mental health space look like for you?
I don't think there is such thing as a typical day, love. Really, as clinicians and case managers, we spend our time, working with people who have got mental health challenges to live their best lives. It's about recovery, helping them to live in the community, helping them to function as best as possible, and really sometimes it's just sitting with them and holding space.
Absolutely. And that's a clinical look into mental health. How can we manage or cut mental health and support our own mental health when we're at home alone, as so many have over the last 12 months?
Yeah, look, self-care, I think, is it's always been a super trendy topic, and, you know, people always talk about, oh, you must go and have a facial and a massage and things like that. But self-care can be as basic as eating a good nutritious meal, as simple as drinking 8 glasses of water a day, having a cuddle with your fur baby. For some people, it's even tough to get out of bed. So for something as simple as having a shower and brushing your teeth is about self-care. And I don't think we should discount how meaningful even something as simple as showering and brushing your teeth is.
Yeah, some very simple techniques that we'd hope we'd get on top of fairly regularly, of course. What are some signs and symptoms we might need to recognise in that you might have to pick up those techniques on your daily?
If your self-care things like showering, brushing your teeth, eating well, if that goes by the wayside, if your sleep declines. I can't stress how important good sleep is for our mental health on every level. Trying to see how we're functioning in general. Are we thinking more negatively? Are we crying more? Are we withdrawing from our friends and family? These are all really big indicators that something might be going on for you and that you really have to step up the self-care.
Okay. Now, we've mentioned a few daily techniques that we should be doing to help our self-care. Are there any more techniques that we'd help to further our self-care routine so that we don't even get to the stage where we have to start thinking about, are we drinking enough water?
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the thing, really. I mean, if people really need to check in with themselves on a regular basis. We're all so busy being busy, and that's an indictment of our society. I think we did slow down a little bit whilst COVID was at its height, but we're all back to being busy and avoiding checking in with ourselves. So really, it's taking that time and going, hey, how am I feeling? How am I thinking? Is everything all right? And then actually doing something about it preemptively. So be proactive in your self-care, so that you don't get to the point of actually needing some assistance.
Okay, so proactive self-reflection before we have to think about or a self-care. Nice. We're hearing more and more on how your mental state can impact your physical health. Can you tell us a bit more about this link?
Mm. So we do know, and research has shown us, that physical and mental health are just so intrinsically linked with each other. For example, we know people who have chronic pain issues are much highly more likely to have issues like depression and anxiety and social anxiety. So, and sometimes it's almost chicken or the egg. You know, are the physical issues causing the mental health issues, or are the mental health issues causing the physical health issues? But you're a package, and I think what we need to remember is that we're a whole being. We're a person that has a physicality and a physical health, as well as a mental health, as well as a soul health. And we need to make sure that we're taking care of all those bits in our lives. So, you know, if you're a spiritual person, do what you need to do to nourish your spirituality. Do what you need to do to nourish your physical health, and then your mental health will be good with that as well.
Of course, so you can definitely see how it's all working hand in hand. The relationship between mental health and alcohol and other drugs, however, is complex. How do drugs and alcohol affect your mood and overall mental health?
Well, we know that you feel really, really good whilst you're drinking alcohol. However, it's the after effects, and we do know that alcohol is actually a depressant. So, you know, long-term overindulgence can obviously lead to some feelings of being low and your mood being low. With your physical health being affected, we all know, we've seen the ads, how drinking repeatedly affects our physical health. Obviously, drugs, drugs are just, people just need to stay away from them, really, to be honest with you, because it, you know, the first thing to go with, unfortunately, with drugs is mental health. And that's even with prescription drugs. You know, people become reliant on these types of medications sometimes, and it becomes, it becomes negative in their day-to-day life, because they then can't live without them, or they then can't manage without them. So it's more about sort of staying away from that sort of stuff, and focusing on the healthy, the clean living type stuff.
Of course, some great tips here on the record on RTRFM on this week's Fitter, Happier program, giving us great tips on self-care and how to support our own mental health and well-being. Where can listeners go if we might need further advice or support for our own mental health and self-care?
Oh, look, there's so many websites out there. The Australian government's got loads. Lifeline, you've got QLife for LGBTI folks. Even make an appointment with your GP. That's what they're there for. You know, GPs are awesome at helping you get back to your mental health and wellness.
Thanks so much for talking with us on the record this morning, Jane. As always, excellent tips.
Thanks,
to
Mara.
Keep us mentally healthy.
You take care.
Likewise.
You're on the record on RTRFM 92.1.